somehow or another yesterday, by the arrangement of whom? Who was in charge of yesterday?
Brenda Davy.
It was a very, at least I experienced it as a very happy day. Sort of happy and light and pleasant in that way. Who else had that experience? Some people probably had some weight on their consciousness, though. But that wasn't certainly the way that yesterday worked out. And in its own wonderful way, that wasn't my doing. I promise you that. That was, as we say, it was the doings of this holy land and the holy personages who are in charge of that land, this land. But today is another day, and we will see what happens. Today, at 9:30, we will go to Velaskar, a very special place. It is a playground of Srimati Radharani. And when we're there, we'll speak a little bit about the holy names, but mostly we're going to chant Krishna's holy names on our japa beads. Raise your hand if you don't have japa beads with you at this moment. Oh, that's good. That means everyone has their beads, because we'll be using them during the class. We'll be chanting on them. What I wanted to speak about was the foundational principles of japa according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikastak. His 8 verses that include the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. They include the way that we can progress from the very beginning stages of Krishna consciousness until the highest levels of Krishna consciousness. The entirety of the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy is included in those 8 verses. It is interesting to note, as Srila Prabhupada noted very early in his explanation of these verses, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar. An incredibly great scholar. Of course, he knows everything. He's Sarvajna. But he was the greatest scholar as he exhibited himself in Nadia. But yet, although he was that great scholar, he only wrote 8 verses. So we can understand that these 8 verses are extremely significant. And not only do they lead us from the simplest, basic stages of Krishna consciousness to the topmost stages, they can guide our entire life as we progress from the basic stage to the higher stages, to the highest stage. And we can also understand that all the books written in the Gaudiya Sampradaya, all the books of the Goswamis and their followers, they're all practically speaking expansions of these 8 verses. I would like to very briefly explain the first 2 verses, and then perhaps in a little more detail the 3rd verse. But not detail so much in explanation, but detail and emphasis. Now, the first verse, raise your hand if you know the Shikshastakam verses. Raise your hand if you don't know them but would like to know them. Anyway, you can keep your hands down. Yes, we should learn these. And really, we should say them each day. I previously was doing that, and now I'm not, but I would really like to start that habit again. And not only say them mechanically, but enter into the meaning of these verses, because again, they cover the entire philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So where should we begin discussing these verses? Obviously, right in the beginning, Cheto Darpanam Arjunam. Please, let's say the verse together. Cheto Darpanam Arjunam Bhava Mahadavak Deyakaraiva Tantrika Vidya Vadujivanam Anandam Bhuti Vardhanam Pratipatam Purna Amrita Sadhanam Sarvatma Snaparam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam Cheto Darpanam Arjunam. This verse, one after the other, describes the seven effects of chanting Krishna's holy name, as explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The seven effects of chanting Krishna's holy name that make it Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, that makes Sankirtan, or the chanting of Krishna's names, victorious over the material energy and establishing us in our relationship with Krishna. These seven effects, the first is Cheto Darpanam Arjunam, the heart is cleansed. The difficulties we experience in life are due to the contaminations of Rajatama. There may be some of us who are terribly contaminated by the mode of goodness, but I know that I am not one of them. It's all the problem, all the suffering, all the fighting is due to Rajatamas, the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance, all the disturbance in the mind, all the anxiety. Passion and ignorance. And chanting Krishna's holy name cleanses the heart, the mirror, the chaitana, darpana, marjana. Marjana means cleansing, darpana means mirror, chaitana means the consciousness or the mind or the heart. Bhava mahadvagni navapanam. And when the heart is cleansed, then the blazing fire of material existence is extinguished. It stops. Suffering stops. Oh, Prabhu, there may be some point, Akinchana. Are you going to be here? Do you think you could keep the harmonium near you? Because there may be some time where we need some Bengali melodies. And then, Shreya Karaiva Chandrika Vitaranam. There is an expanding, a growing of our actual spiritual identity. Now, when we look in the mirror of our consciousness, because our consciousness is covered by so much anartis, so much karma, when we look and see who am I, all we see is the dust, the contamination. We don't see our true self. And then by chanting Shreya Karaiva Chandrika Vitaranam, the white lotus of our actual identity, of who we are, it begins to blossom by the mercy of the moonbeams of the holy name. And then Shreya Karaiva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyaji. And then Vidyavaru Jivanam. All knowledge comes to the heart. And knowledge also includes who we are in relationship with Krishna. Even to that point, the most basic spiritual knowledge, to see everything in its correct perspective, to see we are not our body, to the point of understanding who we actually are eternally in relationship with Krishna, all this is revealed by the holy names. The holy names will carry us to Vrindavan fully. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. What does Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam mean? Vardhanam means expanding or increasing. So it's an ever increasing, chanting Krishna's holy names is an ever increasing ocean of ananda, ecstasy. Pratipatam. Pratipada means step by step. Pratipatam pona amrita aswadanam. Step by step, there is a taste that we are, that the soul is longing for. The soul in the material world, conditioned by the material energy, is like, it's like being on a desert. The frustration of being on a desert and being unlimitedly thirsty and seeking water where it is not, on the desert, and suffering the taste of the mirage, eating the sand of material life, thinking that it's water. We long for water. We long for that taste. The heart becomes dry and hard, and so frustrated. And we tend to blame everyone else. But the problem is that we are out of our natural situation. So the taste that we're longing for is supplied by the mercy of the holy names. Purna amrita aswadanam savatma snapadam. The soul becomes bathed in ecstasy, in amrita, nectar. There is a bathing of the soul in nectar. These are the results of chanting Krishna's holy names. And the result that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on one level, wishes to us to, the effect that Mahaprabhu wishes from us. Yes, we shall write something on the flip chart at this very moment as you watch. He wants us to encourage us to do what? All these effects are there from chanting Krishna's holy name, so therefore we should chant Hare Krishna. So please, not ha. Hare Krishna. Put all these diacritic line marks in there. We should chant Hare Krishna. Mahaprabhu has explained this so that we will chant. So everyone say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Oh, some of us so enthusiastic that they cannot stop. Yes, so all these effects are presented to us to encourage us to chant. So that is the most basic and foundational principle of the Hare Krishna movement, is that we should chant Hare Krishna. When should we chant Hare Krishna? Sounds like it's the end of my lecture. Okay. Soon. Yes, yes. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Yes, but that comes a little later. Yes. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Gaya Gora Madhusare. Gaya Gora Madhusare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
please continue with the melody. Just the harmonium. Whether you are a householder or a sannyasi, constantly chant, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
Do not forget this chanting, whether you are in a happy condition or a distressful condition. Just fill your lips with Harinam. This is the Hare Krishna movement. Prabhupada even said, okay, for a moment, Prabhupada Kinsala. Okay. Prabhupada even said there were some criticisms of the Hare Krishna movement. I think this was in New Zealand, 1976. They showed Prabhupada some criticisms in a newspaper of saying something about Hare Krishnas are like this and Hare Krishnas are like that. Hare Krishnas are bad. And Prabhupada said, saying Hare Krishna is bad is good. Because at least one is saying Hare Krishna. So this is the foundational principle. We should chant Hare Krishna no matter what state our consciousness is. Because our consciousness generally is just different reactions. Different reactions of the modes of material nature and our karma. So never mind it all. That's the first verse. Chant Hare Krishna. Please, please chant Hare Krishna. Please chant Hare Krishna, always. Then we move on to the second verse. But one thing that we should know is that we don't exactly move on to the second verse, and then when we finish the second verse, we leave the second verse and the qualities and the lessons of the second verse, and then move on to the third verse, and we move on. When we move on to the third verse, we leave those principles and then move on to the fourth verse. It's not like that at all. The principle of the first verse is included when we go on to the second verse. And the principles of the first and second verse are included when we go on to the third verse. In the second verse, let us say that, please. Namakori Bahu. Nam nam akari bahura niva sarva shaktis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that, O Lord, you have filled each and every one of your holy names with all your potency. Abhina tam namanamano. You and your names are the same. So when we say Krishna, Krishna, if we say it in the proper consciousness, Krishna will fully manifest to us because he is there, present, fully in his name. So what a fortune, Mahaprabhu is saying. What a fortune we have. Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi. You have so kindly, out of your mercy, made yourself available through your holy names. You are there. The most merciful form of Krishna is that he's come in his holy names. Because there are no rules and regulations, practically speaking or actually speaking. If we're in dealing with the deity, when serving the deity, Radha Govinda, Gaunatai, even there are rules and regulations. We have to do it like this. We have to be in this state of cleanliness. We have to do it at this particular time. We can't eat before. Especially when performing Vedic ceremonies, there are so many rules and regulations that restrict and control everything. But with chanting Krishna's names, there is an absence. There is no restriction of time and place. We can always, we should always chant Krishna's names. But, Mahaprabhu is explaining, although you have so kindly invested, placed all your potency in your holy names, I am so unfortunate. Dudaivam idrisam ihan anunja anurag. Anurag means attachment, affection. Nanuragaha means I have no attraction or affection for the holy names. I have attraction and affection for so many things, but not for Krishna's holy names. And that is Krishna. The holy names of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the cause of our durdaiva, our misfortune. And this is the one restriction when we chant Krishna's holy names, is that we should avoid one thing, and that is offenses. We should avoid offending the holy names. We should avoid offending the devotees. We should avoid offending the deities. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also explains, when he speaks about offenses, we should avoid offending anyone, even, quote, ordinary people. Now, especially, we should avoid offending devotees. And especially, and what I would like to emphasize right now as we speak about this second verse of Mahaprabhu's for a few moments, we should avoid inattentiveness as we chant. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur has explained that inattentiveness, pramada, as we chant, is the mother or the cause of all the other offenses. Because what what we do improperly in this world, it springs from the deep dissatisfaction within our hearts, because we're unhappy, not satisfied ourselves, within ourselves, in our relationship with Krishna. We tend to criticize others, etc. And if we can somehow just taste the sweetness of the holy names, if we can bathe our consciousness in the holy names, if our consciousness can, in a focused way, touch the holy names, then we will taste something wonderful. If we can't focus our consciousness on the holy names, does that mean we should not chant? No, the first principle is that we should chant Krishna's name. But to practice something about, to practice something about focusing on Krishna's holy names, our practices on Krishna's holy names, we have place a little simple principle here, and Rani Mataji mentioned on the first day. Please listen. Very, very simply, listen to one mantra. One mantra. Make the task of the mind very simple. Listen to and hear one mantra. Or if our mind is disturbed, which it tends to be in Kali Yuga, Manda Samanda Matayo, Manda Dubhagya Upadrutaha, everyone's mind in Kali Yuga tends to be disturbed. So if we're having trouble listening to one mantra, listen to one name. One name of Krishna is so powerful. If we can just hear one name, Hare Krishna, if the consciousness of our consciousness can just hear one name, we are so fortunate if we can hear that one holy name or one mantra without any offense. Sarva Papa Chai. And even the attempt, even if we're not successful, just the attempt is wonderful. So this is a third principle. Excuse me, a second principle. The first is chant. And the emphasis of Srila Prabhupada to get the effect of chanting and of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was to chant. To get the effect, we should chant without offenses. Then the effect will come, the result will come if we chant without offenses. So here's one offense. And we should avoid this offense or make the attempt to avoid it and hear one mantra or one holy name. And to do this effectively, a simple third principle we call sankalpa, or we make a determination.
Determination. Which means we set a resolve in our mind. That now, while I'm chanting this one mantra, all I have to do is hear this. I resolve that. I become determined about that. So chant Hare Krishna, hear one mantra, and before we begin to chant, or as we're chanting, become determined to hear this mantra. That's all. Or hear one holy name, the name of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. There is one morning walk that I was looking for a long time. And I just found it again. Hawaii, 1975, February 3rd. Prabhupada said, offenseless chanting is the ultimate goal. In the beginning, we are not offenseless. But by chanting, by practice, we gradually become offenseless. But this is necessary. It is necessary that you should be offenseless. Conditional clause, if you want the result. It's necessary to chant offenselessly. Now, in the folio it is written, a devotee says this, and he said that he's called devotee number three. But I think this devotee number three is devotee number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, because he said, Srila Prabhupada, it is very difficult to control my mind when I chant. It wanders. Does anyone else have the same problem as devotee three? And Prabhupada answers in a very simple and somewhat mysterious way. He says, what is the controlling of the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. You have to chant with your tongue and the sound you hear, that's all. What's the question of the mind? Just chant and hear. What does the mind have to do with it? Try telling that to your mind. You don't have anything to do with this. Why don't you go away for some time, and when you're required, I'll call you back. And really, when one is chanting well, that's exactly what happens. The mind just sort of goes away and stops getting in the way. And it's just the soul, you, and the holy name, if one is chanting well. And then some other part of the discussion, because there was a very hot topic at that time about whether you had to live in the temple, whether you didn't have to live in the temple to be a devotee. So one devotee, who is not number three, this devotee was having, anyway, he said, Srila Prabhupada, is it faster if one lives in the temple and goes on the Sankirtan party? Is it faster? Does one more quickly advance? And Prabhupada answered, that depends on him. Even in the temple, if his mind is on a different subject matter, then how will it help him? So bringing it back to the topic of being attentive while we chant Krishna's holy name, the fact that my mind wanders as I chant doesn't mean that I shouldn't chant and all is hopeless, because the first principle is to chant Hare Krishna. But we should make the attempt to hear Krishna's holy name. We should be determined and try to hear one mantra. Make it simple. Make the task of the mind as simple as possible. Let's try that right now. Please take out your beads, and we can chant for one mantra together. But first, we want to evoke this principle. Be determined. All I have to do right now, in fact, we'll chant three mantras. Very, very simple. But only hear one. Which one? The one you're chanting now. You can't hear the third mantra while you're chanting the first mantra. Don't worry about that mantra. Just worry about the mantra you are chanting now. And be detached. If the mind wanders, never mind. Just try to hear the mantra you are chanting now. Very simple. Very simple. Very simple to understand. Now, let us try. And I'll say 3, 2, 1, so you have time to make your very deep sankalpa determination that I will hear this one mantra. And if it is hard to hear one mantra, don't worry, be detached. Just hear one name, Krishna, because Krishna is his name. Krishna is Krishna, and Hare is O Radha. O Lord, O energy of the Lord. So make your sankalpa. And we'll chant together for this, for right now. Just three mantras, and I'll tell you, you don't have to count your mantras. If your mind wanders, never mind. Just hear one mantra. 3, 2, 1. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
raise your hand if you were able to hear a little better that time. I was, myself. Let's try that again. We'll start chanting together, and then as we chant together, I'll say, chant at your own speed, and then chant at a speed that's comfortable for you. But the same principle, just hear one holy name, or one Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Very simple. But make your determination. And if your mind wanders, don't worry. Don't worry about it. And don't start talking to yourself, oh, I wonder how long we're going to have to do this, and what time prasadam is, and this one sounds chanting too loudly, and oh, what about this, and this person said this to me yesterday, and all just the mind starts going, and I'm chanting so nicely, I'm probably chanting better than anyone else in the room, and then suddenly you're just talking to yourself. This is what the mind will do. Just don't worry. Just be determined to hear one mantra or one holy name, and if you can hear one holy name, consider yourself very fortunate. But don't start saying, I think I'm really fortunate because I've heard the holy name. Yes, I'm really fortunate. There's so many thousands of people out there. I wonder what they're doing instead of chanting the holy name and being as fortunate as I am. And maybe one of them is doing this and one of them is doing that. And that one, oh no, what that one is doing. Just don't bother. If you notice your mind wandering away, just be determined. No, for this short time, I'm going to hear one holy name. Let's just try it. And when I say, chant at your own speed, chant at your own speed. And when I suggest that you stop, we'll stop. Okay. Make your determination. 3, 2, 1. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Just hear, listen.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Fortunate devotees, although I hate to say this, please, please, I won't say it. The third verse of the Shishastakam speaks of the proper mood to chant. We know it well. Let's say, Srinada Pisunichena, Sarada Pisunichena,
Amani Ramade Ramade.
Lower, Nicha, means low. Sunichena, lower than grass in the street or straw in the street. Feeling oneself like that and more tolerant than a tree that you can cut and it doesn't complain. Amanina, I don't care for any respect for myself. I don't require that. People can think of me as they like because I know my actual condition, my actual situation. So if people criticize me, they only know part of how bad it is. But yet, amanina manadena, I give all respect to others. Kirtaniya Sadahari, Mahaprabhu says, this is the proper consciousness that will cause you to always constantly chant Krishna's holy names. Although we have only a few minutes left, this is what I would like to speak of. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls, this is the platform of Nishtha. Or another way to look at it is a platform of Namasraya. Namasraya Kori Jatana Tumi. Narayani Mataji quoted this verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's from Udila Aruna previously, that this is the recommendation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and this is the recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is that there are so many things in my consciousness, in my life, my inability even to focus on one mantra, that makes me so unfortunate that I only have one hope. And that hope is that I chant Krishna's holy name and take shelter of Krishna's holy name. I rely on mercy. Because there is a need, an intense need, therefore the taking shelter is intense and focused. As long as I think that I don't need the holy name, I have my intelligence, I have my this, I have my family, we all have our private lists of all the things that when we're in difficulty we take shelter of: anger, blaming everyone else. The mind holds on to those things where we find our security, but it is really only the sand in the desert. It is an illusion. There is no water there. There is no shelter there. There is no asraya there. But rather, a person on this level has concluded and is able to act on the platform that I have no shelter, I have no hope other than the holy names of Krishna. And it's called Namasraya, and it comes from humility. And where does humility come from? Do we take a course in, go to a seminar in a retreat in humility? The process of becoming humble? In one sense we do, that's called life. This life is specifically designed, in case you have not yet noticed, life is specifically designed to make us humble and take away our false sense of security and hope and false self-centeredness. Life, the universe, it will do this to us. It must. Krishna has designed it in this way. Just try, according to our second principle, to hear one mantra continuously. You will become humble. Try to be determined. You will become humble. Try to be an unflinching servant. You will become humble. So the first principle is chant Hare Krishna. If nothing else, we should do that. Second principle, hear one mantra, hear one holy name. We should try to do that. But if we can't even do that, we should chant Hare Krishna, regardless of anything. And we should take shelter of Krishna's holy names. I need you, oh Krishna, oh Lord, oh energy of the Lord, please accept me. If we can't chant in that mood, we should chant and listen to one mantra and be determined about that. And if we can't do that, we should chant anyway. And even in one japa session, maybe in the beginning or maybe in the middle, all we can do is chant. And maybe in one japa session, we have more freedom and we can hear one mantra or one holy name. And then in one japa session, in the same japa session, we may be able to take shelter of Krishna, I need you. When I can't chant in that way, I chant and hear one mantra. When I can't, or one holy name. And when I can't do that, I just chant. We should chant on the level of our realization, our capacity at that moment, at that time. And in this way, Mahaprabhu has given 8 verses that instruct us and guide us to chant on the level of the highest level of the Brijbasis, in the greatest separation from Krishna, in the greatest love. But we shouldn't imitate that, but we should chant on whatever level we can chant on at this time, on the level that's most natural for us at this time. But it's all there. From the bottom, the simplest, chant Hare Krishna. To chant and hear, to chant and take shelter. And tomorrow, in tomorrow's discussion, we shall discuss the 4th verse, how to develop taste rising to the platform of Ruchi, which is the 4th verse of Shikshastaka. But now I would like to say a little more about Namasraya, or this Trinadapi verse, where one feels that I have no other hope unless the holy names are merciful to me. What hope I have? Oh Krishna, that takes so much humility. Or rather, it takes humility. It takes humility to chant in that way. And the symptoms, Mahaprabhu was given in that verse, Trinadapi Sinichina, Torodapi Sihisina, Manina Manadena. And therefore, Namasraya, I can chant all the time. I wanted to read something that Sanatana Goswami said in his, this is his comment in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, in the 9th verse of the first part, where he glorifies the holy name. He says, in his glorification, he says, all glories to Lord Murari. In what form? In the form of his all ecstatic name. If any living being puts aside such tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, and even once takes the Lord's holy name, the name will grant him liberation. That holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure. And Sanatana Goswami says, it is my very life and my ornament. I wear it. An ornament makes us beautiful. If we wear the holy name, cloth ourselves in the holy name, we will become beautiful. We will become what we actually are. The reason I want to speak in this way is to encourage us, because today we're going to chant, have more time to chant. But you won't be alone when you chant. You'll have the holy names with you, but often what happens, there's an unwanted guest who comes along, and that's my mind. So sit your mind down and say, just, yes, yes, I'll listen to everything you have to say in a few minutes. Just please hear one mantra. I'm going to chant now. Or, oh holy names, please, please become my ornament. Now I would like to read just 2 sections from his, short sections from his purport, his commentary. Sanatana Goswami says, among the various practices of devotional service, the most important is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Jiva Goswami says, it should accompany everything else we do in devotional service. If any living being, chanting the Lord's name is Anandam Rupam, it is pure bliss, because it makes ecstasy rise in the heart. Chanting the holy names is also Ananda Rupam in the sense that it is the essence of ecstasy, and it makes everything it touches ecstatic. In this verse, the author again repeats the exclamation, Jayati, indicating that Harinam, the name of the Lord is the greatest manifestation of the Supreme Lord's attractiveness. It is also the greatest manifestation of His mercy, His kindness. When we are in Velaskar, please take Krishna's name with you. One who realizes the value of Harinam will choose to rely on chanting Harinam, that's Namashraya, rather than any other kind of spiritual effort. He ends his commentary by saying, Sanatana Goswami describes his own relationship with Harinam. He is opening his heart and telling his relationship with his most dear form of Krishna. He says, it is everything to him in the third person. It is everything to me. Nothing else is important. For Sanatana Goswami, Harinam is the nectar of immortality, the happiness of true liberation. Countless times greater than the satisfaction of impersonal mukti, Harinam is also greater than the bliss of Vaikuntha. It is sweeter than all other attractive things. It is Sanatana Goswami's very life. It is his only ornament. It is a limitless reservoir of auspiciousness. It is the entire focus of his attention. We have a very great opportunity because we're going to chant Krishna's names in a very important place, the playground of Srimati Radharani in Velaskar. Take seriousness, sobriety, and the holy names with you. Chant on whatever level you can. This is a japa retreat. If japa is even hard, sing. Krishna's holy names. We'll end by just showing one little song or one verse from one old Bengali song.
Maybe you could play a traditional Bengali melody. Just pick anyone. Go ahead, that's quite the task. I'm not even going to show it until we hear it. Omar Sharana, Sharana Kodi, your unto your lotus feet
I take shelter.
Who? A boy, I fearlessly, Avara Dao. I call out to you fearlessly at this time. Hey Hari, oh Hari, oh Lord, I call out to you fearlessly. Dukha Sagar Jave Tori. Kori Kori Tava Harinam. I call out to you fearlessly this time and I take shelter of your feet. And I will cross the miserable ocean, Dukha Sagar, this miserable ocean of material existence where we must die and everyone we love will die. I will cross over it. How? Jabo Tori. I will go across on the boat, Kori, boat, Tore Kori. I will cross on the boat of your name. Pranam, unto you I offer my obeisance, Ganesha.
Could you sing that? somehow or another? Any tune. Yeah, if you can sing. No, it's too much to ask on the spot. Perhaps you think you can do it? Okay, you just play any tune and I'll sing it. And it won't match, but anyway, everyone will get, I'll say it. That's the way it is. Okay, play that same tune.
Toma Charana, Saranakori. Unto you, your lotus feet, I take shelter. Fearlessly, this time, oh Lord, oh Hari, I take shelter of you, and on the boat of your holy name, Dukkha Sagar, I will cross the ocean of misery. On this boat, I shall cross the boat of your holy name. Pranam Tomai
Ganesham. That one. Go ahead. Pranam Tomai Ganesham.
Pranam Tomai Ganesham.
Yeah, please.
Pranam. I've sprung this on you at the last moment, sorry. Pranam Tomai Ganesham. Everyone. Again. Sorry.
Taking refuge at your lotus feet, I fearlessly implore you, this time, O Hari, give me your mercy. I shall cross the ocean of sorrow on the boat of your holy name. This is Namasraya. So, although we are going to a plateau of Radha's playground, take a boat with you. The boat of the holy name. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Prabhu ki jai.